Aloha, Brother Michael here. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the flying stage. The flying stage. Someone asked a question, what is the flying stage? And we talked about it a bit on the webcast, but I feel this deserves an audio file all of its own because this is such a fascinating subject. Because superheroes, they can fly, can't they? Most superheroes can fly, or they have superpowers. So, flying and ones with powers, these are the general things that superheroes have. And the flying stage relates very, very, very directly with who am I? Who is this being who has the flying stage? Who am I? Once everything has been stripped away, the name, the form, the situations, the details, when all that's gone, what are you left with? When everything is taken away, we're left with pure consciousness. Pure consciousness. And what is pure consciousness? It's light. It's completely pure light. It's free. It's beyond time. It's beyond space. Beyond any limitations. It's beyond time, space, and sound. It's unlimited, and it is eternal. And do you think this light needs anything? Does it need to have a cup of tea? Does it need to run around doing anything? The pure light, does it need anything ever? The light has attained everything. It is completely full, powerful, and complete. It is complete and perfect. It's non-physical, absolute perfection. And what is the home of this light, this consciousness? Think about it, is a non-physical, endless, conscious being going to have a physical home where it comes from, or is its home going to be non-physical, light, boundless, endless? So this pure consciousness originates and returns to a home of light, of infinite divine light. And by the seers of this light, they say it's a golden red light, like a beautiful sunset. And so the flying stage is where you are aware that who you are is this consciousness, this divine light that is completely free. Completely free, completely free. He doesn't need anything, you need nothing. You are free, you are complete, you are perfect, you are experientially full, full to the top. There's nothing missing, there is nothing lacking. You have attained everything, because this infinite light is an embodiment of perfection. It begins as a body, an embodiment of perfection. There's nothing to do. Everything already is done. And this light, experience yourself as this light, this complete freedom of fullness, and you're living in a world of infinite light. And having that experience, having that state, when you come down into action from there, then you are living in grace. Then you are a genuine superhero. because the power is with you. Eternity is with you. And infinite truth is with you. And you're completely free. And free of fear, free of attachment, free of needs. So a superhero, they're not thinking about themselves, they're thinking about others, because their needs are met. They're already full themselves. Imagine if Superman was thinking about himself, oh, I haven't eaten yet, you know, I need to get something to eat, I need to go to the shop. Then he can't be Superman. So we need to understand and experience deeply within our being that we are this infinite light. We are this beings that are fly because we're light. Light is light. Light, the spiritual light is physically light, you know. It can fly. It's no weight. So you are a being right now that has no weight. You know, we have so much attachment and identification with all this physical stuff, what we see around us, how we feel physically, all these things are so much dependence upon that as the reality. But we are not that. All those things change, they'll all be stripped away. And what you're going to be left with is infinite light. You'll be able to fly. So let go, let go, let go. Release yourself from all these thoughts and fears around all these details. Because everything is perfectly destined the way it's happening anyway. You know? So have trust that things are working out the way they're meant to. And relax. Just relax and let go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And something that I was reading today and experiencing, I really was touched by that, was that one of the biggest chains or the biggest obstacles in us experiencing these higher feelings, these higher states of being, the flying stage, is elevated actions. One of the biggest obstacles is thinking that what we're doing physically is very, very, very important. Because when we think and we get caught up in what we're doing so much, what happens is our attention goes to the thing that we're doing and we lose track. It's like we let go of ourselves, we let go of the grace, because our energy is focused on the action. There's nothing wrong with the action. We should definitely be performing actions. But why do we need to perform actions while forgetting who we are and blocking ourselves from the grace and coming down from the flying stage to the, you know, the crawling stage, you know, and thinking that in that crawling, inert state, we're actually going to do anything of any value? You know, this is like, why do we think that it's going to be of a superior choice to just let go of my feelings and this higher state, to come and do something that then is on a different level altogether, you know? So our aim is to do both at the same time. We're not renouncing action, and we're not renouncing who we are in order to do action either. So we're right in the middle, fully aware that we're infinite beings and that we're in the flying stage, the easy stage. And from that stage, we're performing actions. And the flying stage is beautiful. The flying stage means you're happy. You know, you just feel happiness in your heart. Your whole being, your whole body feels happy. You know, because what do you want, really? You know, so many people are running around trying to get something. And the reason they're doing all the things they're doing is so they feel something at the end of it, you know. Why do people want the new car, the new house? Why do you want to do all these projects? Why do you want this, 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 and this, and this? Why are you even on this course? It's because you want to feel something. So if you know what that is, the chances are, I bet you, the chances are, you want to feel peace, you want to feel complete and full, you want to feel happy, You want to feel blissful. People love bliss. Bliss is the best thing ever. You want to feel powerful rather than being disempowered. And you want to feel clean and pure. You know, there's no stickiness stuck on you, no weird energies. Pure. End of the day, that is, if you bring it right down, these are the things that we all want. We want to be peaceful, loving, happy, powerful, blissful, pure. They're our deepest needs, and they are what we are made of. This is the strange thing. What we seek outside is who we are. And it doesn't matter how many times you heard people say this kind of thing to you, that is the truth. So this isn't an idea, oh yes, I know that, that's nice. This is the truth. You are a being of love. You are a being of peace. You are a being of divine bliss. That's what you are. When you allow yourself to step back and release all this attention that is going and being wasted on all this distractions, you know, and it takes power for you to realize that you're distracted in details, in stuff, in trying to attain things. People often are even distracted in meditation. They're so distracted in their practice that they never experience any peace. You know, distracting themselves from themselves, even with practices that are supposed to work, they're distracting themselves, you know. So it's so easy, but because it's so easy, we make it very difficult, you know, because the ego has no interest in simple truth. It only has interest in complicated, you know, neurosis, basically, and distractions and pseudo-truth, you know, the pretend version of everything. So we'd much rather that you look good and that everything you're doing appears to be the right thing, then you actually just experience grace and love. The ego isn't interested in that. So, you know, it takes courage for us to realize we're distracted in all kinds of things. We're putting our priority list is all wrong. It's upside down, you know. If you were to look at your priority list right now, is, you know, feeling good, peace, love, bliss, happiness, top of the list? Number one thing, first thing, like the priority, number one, like urgency, urgency, urgency. Or do you have to do this and do you have to do this and your emails and all the rest of it, they're all top of the list. And then, you know, hopefully when all that's done at the end of the day, then you can go out somewhere and relax. You know? I get caught up in the same thing, you know. It takes an effort and clarity. So when I write my little to-do list, I literally put at the top of the list what I want to experience. Because if I don't, then that won't be very, very, very clear to me, you know. And it fascinates me, you know, how much, even though we know all this stuff, we have to take it moment to moment to moment and just experience, 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 experience. Not in our head, in our whole full-on experience on all levels. And that's only going to happen if it's our priority. So the flying stage means that you're prioritizing just the bliss and the love. And from there, you then choose to act. You choose to speak. You choose to do whatever you're doing. This isn't escapism. This isn't running off to the mountains doing nothing. You stay where you are, but you give priority to the full experience of wonder, of life, purity and peace and bliss, and then you bring that into your actions. That is the flying stage. And what you'll find is that things happen on their own. You'll feel like you're not doing anything. The flying stage feels like you're not doing anything. It's just happening. The day just happened on its own, in its own beautiful way. There's no sense of me, 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 I, my, or the limited sense of self isn't happening during that. You're just watching it happen as a wonderful experience. You're free from responsibility even though you're doing your responsibilities. So just enjoy the flying stage, you know, give it priority. If your priority is somewhere else, then forget it. You're not going to experience the flying stage, you know. You need to prioritize. Give it, put it top of the list. Write it down. Put it all over the house. Put pieces of paper up. Write it on your mirror. Flying stage, flying stage. Put it everywhere, you know. Remind yourself. Put it in your mind movie. Flying stage. Do you want to fly or do you want to just be on the ground, you know? And then another thing is like it's dangerous on the ground. Imagine the birds, when they're on the ground, the cat can catch the bird. When it's flying in the sky, it's got a completely different perspective. So this is also included in the flying stage, that our perspective is different. You know, like when you're in a plane, you're in the flying stage, aren't you? And then when you're in the plane, you look down on the earth. And you may have found yourself thinking, oh my God, how caught I can become in all this stuff. Look how small it all is, you know? From that perspective, looking down, everything seems so ridiculous, you know? The houses, you can't even see the houses. You can just see these kind of small things that are the roads, you know? And we're so caught up in details, details, details. But you are this being that's above everything. That's who you are. You've come down from a completely different experience where you had no feeling of anything negative or limited. You know, so it's really painful to put this unlimited consciousness, this divine being of infinity that you are, trap it down into this little thing and get caught up in details and, you know, getting upset because your idea wasn't listened to or whatever. You know, it's so limited, all this stuff. So do it all from the flying stage, from the perspective you are limitless, limitless. You're beyond time and space. Even what's happening now in this experience of this life, it's only one experience of so many experiences, you know. This is a very short thing we're experiencing. So enjoy it, but you can enjoy it more if you're free of it, you know? Like as a guest, if you come as a guest to someone's house, you can enjoy all their things in their house and everything and with more enjoyment because it's fresh and because you're free, you haven't got any responsibility. And that's what you are. You are free. You know, you don't actually have responsibility. Infinite consciousness that you are doesn't have any responsibilities. They're all just on the level of the drama. So you do them, but you're actually free. You know, you could leave your body today, you know, so that all those responsibilities would be gone. And that wouldn't be your fault, you know. If something happened, you had in a crash or something, that's not your fault. That just happened, and then you're free. So we can all just leave. So realize that you're free now, rather than you have to do all these things and then hopefully you'll be free. And in the meantime, you're going to just struggle and go real slow. Just go up, 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 and fly, 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 because it's wonderful. It's just so wonderful. It's just so beautiful, you know? And if you do that, then you're literally having the highest and most beautiful experiences ever. And so you may say, how do I get there? How do I get there? What's the way to get there? How do I get there from where I am? Prioritize, give it importance, understand that you're a soul, understand you're a spirit, you're non-physical, your consciousness. Start just considering this, start seeing things from above and seeing how limited then temporary they are. You know, it takes time, but it just by thinking, experiencing, thinking, experiencing, just go have your mind absorbed in these things. And then you'll still take care of all your details in life, but you'll be doing it from a different angle. And gradually, 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 it will build, 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 build until it gets to a point where you are free all of the time. So I hope this was enlightening and enjoyable. Lots and lots of love to you. You are a wonderful infinite being right now. You are that being. You always will be that being of light. You can never not be. So Whether you listen to this or not, you're always that being. Whether something happens or doesn't happen, you're always that. You're very, very, very wonderful, very special, and you're very loved. So claim your inheritance, claim your right to your own experience. It belongs to you, it's who you are. So, till next time, lots and lots of love and blessings, and have a beautiful day in the flying stage. This is Michael at the Superhero Training.